Welcome. Good evening, everyone. It is a Friday night, and this is The Untitled Show on WNGR-TV22 and theuntitledshow.net, sponsored by Big S Productions. Now that I got that out of the way,
let's move along.
Yeah. Thank you, Donnie, for coming back, because everyone was complaining that I did most of the last week's show by myself.
It's okay.
Even though I have to say that I was quite good.
You did most of the show by yourself?
I did 75% of it by myself.
And who did the other?
Nick, back there in the back.
Oh.
That part was awful. I gotta admit, I was doing okay by myself for a little while.
Then it got kind of dull.
Yeah, because I was running out of stuff to talk about. I just kept repeating myself.
Well, we went to the store. My boyfriend broke up with me.
Really? That's bad. His sniffling just cut out the headphones.
Dang.
It's crazy, but Donnie's finally back, thank God.
I'm back!
Thank you! Let me bow down to Donnie.
I'm not in black, though.
What?
Back in black? All that junk they're doing on TV nowadays? And on the radio?
Oh.
First one of those I've heard in a long time.
I know. Well, we're here in a new studio. Wow, that was loud.
Yeah.
We're here in the studio of AM 930, and we're trying to get used to all this equipment in here.
These chairs kind of, you know, you get the good chair.
I get the rolly chair. I get the rolly chair. He gets the metal chair that don't move unless you, like, pick it up with a crane. Alrighty, then.
It will rock a little bit if you make it.
Lean with it, rock.
Did you hear about that woman that broke her back doing that?
Are you for real? Yeah, a woman broke her back, lean with it, rock. Oh!
And then she started falling on the floor, crawling around and stuff, and they thought she was still dancing and started clapping and all. It was at a club.
I rocked with it when I should have leaned with it.
Jail bait. I love having sound bites.
I have to say, I did have a very good weekend. I had a good last weekend, but this weekend's going to be kind of dull. I got nothing planned.
Can you actually hear that?
Yeah, well, I can hear that. It's echoing.
Yeah, it is.
It's nice. Nice little sound bite.
Yes?
Tweet, tweet.
You need help, boy.
It's Friday.
It's Friday, you know, hey.
Finally Friday.
We used to do the show on Fridays, and then we learned pretty quick not to do it on Fridays.
Yeah.
But for some strange reason, we decided to do it again, because it seems like we have the most fun when we do the show on Fridays.
Yeah.
So, here we are, you know, even though the show has to play in like 4 hours TV. So, anyway, who cares? I am Bob, in case you did not know, and this is...
Donnie.
In case you didn't know.
Now you know.
Now you know.
Retard.
Bay!
Tard! Tard.
I gotta find that one. I haven't used that one in a while.
Yeah.
But, and also, for those of you that miss any portion of the show, you go to theuntitledshow.net, download the show, go to MySpace, be our friend, myspace.com/theuntitledshow, and I'm flailing my arms around Donnie for no reason at all.
Be my friend. Are you my friend?
And also, you can listen to Untitled Show Productions 24/7 internet radio station amped by going to live365.com/station/bob39837.
It's kind of long.
Yeah, it is kind of long. Or just go to theuntitledshow.net and click on the amped logo. That's simpler.
Would you be my neighbor?
The Untitled Show MySpace now has over 1,000 friends,
and only 4 of them listen.
Exactly.
Pretty good ratio.
People keep asking me how many people listen, and it's kind of hard to figure out how many people listen, because there's so many ways of listening to us now.
Yeah.
There's TV. There's there's internet radio now, and they're downloading off the website. And I just can't. And the only one that I can track really is the website. And people don't download it off the website anymore. They listen for it on TV and the internet radio stations. So,
email us.
Email us
if you listen.
Oh, our forums are back. Forums.theentimeshow.net. Hey, Donnie, yet to have a MySpace account, but we're working on it. I finally got Nick one back there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see. I've been waiting a year.
I'll make you one tonight while I'm working on the show, and then I'll give you the password.
Bet.
I'll take the picture that I just took of you with the green screen.
Put a nice little stupid in the background.
Yeah, I'll key out the green, and I'll give you like Disneyland.
Yes. What, in Disneyland?
Yeah.
I don't remember going there.
Our show just made it big time. Where are you going? I'm going to Disneyland. Yay!
Woo!
Oh, my. Hey, why do they do that at sporting events?
They pay them to do that.
50-year-old man standing out there in the field crying because he just won the Super Bowl. I'm going to Disneyland. No, you're not. You're going to the bar.
You just got a big bonus, man. You're going to go buy a new car.
Hey, a new car.
Yeah, wait on that ring.
I like my truck at wholesale value. My dad told me what you did to the little oil sticker.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good wrench sticker, but he scratched out wrench and put good lover.
Yep.
It's crazy, man.
But I was like, man, I got to come up with some creative for his dad's sticker here. Good lover.
And lover was all you could think about? How come you didn't put burger? Good burger. Welcome to Good Burger. Home of the Good Burger. Can't take you out.
No,
you can't. Paris Hilton was charged with a DUI.
Not surprising.
The Los Angeles City Attorney's Office has charged Paris Hilton with misdemeanor driving under the influence. There's a misdemeanor?
It was my dog. I swear it. It wasn't me.
Are you talking about me? Talk about me. I love that in Celebrity Deathmatch.
Yeah.
Are you talking about me? Talk about me. That's sad.
That is the most awesome show, Celebrity Deathmatch. I love that.
Spokesperson Nick Valitzker here says Hilton was stopped by...
Sure he's
not
Arabian? Hala Buddha.
Says Hilton was stopped by LAPD officers in Hollywood earlier this month.
Ooh, figures it'd be LAPD.
It was Los Angeles City Attorney's Office. Durr!
Yeah.
According to authorities, Hilton was given a field sobriety test that resulted in blood alcohol level at 0.08. Any kind of test, he's going to fail!
Herpes, everything! Sorry about that. STDs, sorry.
Wow.
It's Friday!
She was booked at LAPD's Hollywood division and released a short time later on her own recognizance.
Recognizance?
Billy asking her.
Cognizance.
For those of you that do not know what we were laughing about, those of you watching on TV, Donnie made a joke that I can't play.
Take the last word and just split it.
Coley, I'm sorry. I tried to keep it clean. I'm sorry. Hey, it's Friday.
Finally Friday.
It's Friday and I'm here late. Normally I'm out of here by 3. But anyway. Wow, where was I? Vakishikar adds that if convicted, Hilton faces anything from probation, fines, and an alcohol treatment program to a $1,000 fine and 6 months in county jail.
Can you see Paris Hilton in a drug rehab program?
Mm-hmm.
Alcohol rehab? I do not belong here. Now, honey. Are you not drunk? I don't drink. Sure you don't. But I don't. That was my dog, I swear. It was Tinkerbell.
That's hot.
Sure you don't.
Are you talking about me? Talk about me. Pete from New York says, the amazing thing is that she was released on her own recognizance. Way to go, dude! You don't even deserve a crash. You deserve a beating. Ugh. stunk. Ugh.
Re-beep-ness. I like that word.
So, Donnie, how are you in, you're girly-whirly.
Pretty good, man.
Pretty good. How many months are you going now?
Well, let's see.
You can stop that any time now, man. I can hear it in my headphones, and it's like blowing my eardrum, man.
4 months, man.
4 months. Yeah, there's a lot of girls upset that that listen to the show that Donnie's taken.
I bet.
And then for some reason, when I tell them I'm still available, they all run. Isn't it just amazing how willing I am to throw myself underneath the bus?
Hang on. There's something in the road, man. Hang on, back up and see what it was. Oh, man, there's nothing. I thought it was my tires, man. I was about to have to go to the shop and beat some.
Let's go. Wait, I swear there's something back there.
Back up and check.
Anyway. It's Friday. Give me a break. Give me a piece of that Kit Kat bar. Hold on, now I gotta pull it up. Here we go. Hold on, let me turn it down so it won't, like, blow people's eardrums up. There, I did it. Are you happy?
Gotta love it.
I couldn't be happier if I was a 5-year-old right inside Toys R Us. That's pretty happy.
That's happy right there.
That's pretty happy. Yeah, man. Word to your homie.
To my homies in Bruges.
It's finally getting cold. Finally.
Finally, dude, yeah.
It's about time, man.
I woke up the morning. Nah, I can't say that.
Go ahead, say it. I'll just beep it up for TV.
I was like, I woke up in the morning, walked outside, and I was like, oh. It felt so good, I almost nutted on myself. I was like, oh.
You recognized yourself.
Yeah. I'm going to walk back in and try that again. See if it happens again. Please do.
No, we're not right in the head, people.
Kind of slow.
No. Divorce closes school.
Whoa.
A primary school in China has suspended classes because its teachers are all getting divorced.
Are they all married together or something?
That would be messed up. Mm-hmm. It's like, if you want a worker, you must marry him.
But he's the janitor.
I don't care, you must marry him to work here.
Okay. Every woman that works in here must marry the principal.
Yeah, that would be kind of nice.
Yeah, the principal would be like, everybody get fed up. We quit. You can't quit unless you divorce me.
We'd be here at the school going, yeah, Tommy, go Tommy. Woo! Oh, some 40 teachers at the Taizhong
Institute for the Impaired.
A China primary school in Dangdong. Dandong. Dangdong. Dingdong. Ding dong, the wicked witch is dead.
I'm not saying that.
Have signed divorce papers in a bid to keep their jobs, reported Beijing News. The divorce rush came after it was announced that local authorities were to cut down on the number of teachers at primary and middle schools. However, teachers who are divorced or widowed with children to support are exempt from the job cuts. One male teacher said every teacher fears losing his or her job because of the present high-pressure job market, though they don't want to divorce.
Like, divorce, I get half school.
I mean, this just sets a great example for the kids. I mean, wow.
Yeah. Now I have to get a divorce so I can keep teaching you. You must sacrifice this sometimes. You will learn when you are older.
It's not you. It's the government.
Yeah. It's not you. It's my boss.
It's not you. It's... Okay, maybe it's you. Godly. Wow. What a world we live in.
You ain't lying.
Damn. Don't start that. No. No, please do not start that. But anyway, yeah, whatever. Whatever. Like, whatever.
Are you talking about me?
Yes, I am.
Aw. How sweet.
Yes, I know. Isn't that sweet? I know. Ain't that sweet? We're going to take a little break, and when we come back, we got some a model being fired for being too thin, if you can believe that.
Where's this?
I'll tell you later. This is the Untitled Show. Are you planning a party, reunion, or reception? Or do you need some musical entertainment for a fundraiser? Big S Productions of Bainbridge is the perfect source for all your musical needs. Big S Productions features the most modern equipment available in the live music industry today. And with our computerized music library, we can offer an extremely wide variety of music styles to fit your needs. Our experienced DJs can make your next get-together one you will never forget. And our very competitive rates make Big S Productions the wise choice for your party needs. Call Big S Productions today and let's get the party started. 229-220-7153 or 229-220-7153. 5-7. No. I've been waiting for this moment for all my life.
Not really.
Welcome back to the Untitled Show. Number one because, well, we say so.
Nobody else claims it.
Well.
Maybe.
Yeah, man.
Stink. I smell like musk.
Why do you talk about yourself like that?
Being honest.
Yeah, the truth hurts. But yeah, this is the Untitled Show. How are you guys doing? Premiering at our new time on TV 22. Even though we've only had like 3 episodes on TV. While Donnie's making out with a microphone. You stop that. I'm going to call your girlfriend in a second here and tell her what you're doing.
She's out of town.
Oh, that's why you agreed to record on a Friday.
Yeah, I was like, she's gone!
Anyway, we need to get into this here. It's a model was fired for being too thin. If you can believe that.
Where is this, first off? That's what I want to know.
Spain.
Well, they eat a lot, so.
Thin is seemingly no longer, quote unquote, in.
Since when?
For Spanish fashion. As organizers for a top fashion show rejected 5 models for being too skinny. The Pasarela Cibeles fashion show in Madrid last weekend said that it would not allow women below a body mass of 18 to strut down the runway. 63 of the models on hand passed the body mass index test. The 5 that failed were at least 5 foot 7 inches tall and weighed less than 121.25 pounds.
0.25, I like that. You're 125.25 pounds.
I mean, if you could see what they had for lunch, they're a little skinny.
Yeah, well.
I mean.
Yeah, corn cob's kind of sticking out a little bit there, baby.
Marcus from Indiana says, of course the really skinny ones could make a great fashion statement. You dress them, then shoot them down the runway with a bow and arrow set. That's a good one.
Flying fashion.
Thank you, Marcus. That was actually a good one. Not. We abuse our listeners. I don't know why. We have so few, but yet we choose to abuse them.
Just part of being a fan.
Because it's fun. Hey, they keep coming back for more, so hey, we'll keep doing it.
We abuse each other all the time.
I know. Ow! Ow, that really hurt.
That really hurt. I think I broke my pinky.
Ow. That's a bad one to break.
Look, it's crooked. I think I did break it.
Here, let me set it. You broke your pinky.
Hit it straight.
We're so childish, we have our own show. It's not even funny.
Yeah. It's kind of cold in here.
Don't even say it.
I'm not. I'm just stating a fact.
Stating a fact?
It's a bit nipply.
I knew you were going to say that. You sound like my ex-girlfriend. No, I will not be going to the Miller County game tonight. They play Seminole County tonight.
Oh, wow.
The game's probably over by the time this airs, but anyway.
Whoever won, congratulations.
Yeah, whoever won. I hope Miller County won.
Like I care.
But let me just say, I hope Miller County won. I mean, I grew up in Miller County, even though I went to a Bainbridge school. I grew up in Miller County. I grew up as a fan of the Pirates, even though I should have been a fan of the Bearcats. So sue me, whatever. I mean.
Sorry, Cats, but y'all need some real players.
Ooh, that's Donnie Nettles. He works at Action GM.
Bring it on!
Action GM has to be a heavy supporter of the Bearcat suit. I'm going to be careful there.
Well, yeah.
But
because we have no choice.
But there was rumors that there was going to be a preseason game between Miller County and Bainbridge, and I was really hoping that it would happen. But, of course, it didn't happen because they're in 2 different divisions.
Yeah.
I think Bainbridge is a 4A and Miller County is a 3A? No, they're a 2A. They're a 2A because Cairo is a 3A.
Yeah.
And Miller County is smaller than Cairo, so anyway. But But the Pirates have always been good. They've always had good seasons. They've had their share of bad seasons as well.
They're kind of like Thomas Hill and all that.
But they've always had a promising team, but being a division that small, it's kind of hard to be successful.
And be recognized.
Yeah, because you'll go play other schools that may be bigger than you, you know. Just like how Bainbridge is going to go play a 6A team, and we're a 4A.
When are we playing them today?
Yeah, we're playing them tonight, Enterprise.
I wonder who's going to win that one.
I wonder, too. Jeez.
Took Enterprise by 45.
I guess we'll have to go online to find out. I mean, we'll have to go online to watch it.
Man, we can't. I'll be waiting until Sunday afternoon to get it loaded.
Brother Joe, is it loaded yet? No, it's 0.0001% done. Remaining time, 2025. Meh.
I won the state championship by then.
I mean, it may be a good thing because it would keep other teams from getting your game footage because it would take so long to download.
You're like, forget this.
Exactly. Exactly. My point exactly, but I don't know. If you have the man, if you have the willpower to sit there and download it all and sit there on a computer for 2.5 hours and watch it,
feel free.
Good for you, but I'm not going to sit there and watch it.
You've got more patience than I get.
Yeah.
Be proud.
When they first started doing that with the preseason game, I think I downloaded half of the first quarter and I stopped. I just couldn't sit there long enough. And here's one other thing. They say it's streaming audio and streaming video. The audio part, if you're in the country like me and Donnie, and you have dial-up, you can't even listen to the streaming audio.
There's no sound.
Because they broadcast it at such a high quality.
Yep.
And they call it streaming video. Streaming video means that you don't have to download it. You're watching it over a network. But to watch any of these games, you have to download it before you can watch it.
Yep.
Last time I checked, that's not streaming.
That's slow.
See, we're not streaming because you have to download the show before you can listen to it. And we come out with that. We say that you have to download us to watch it. We don't say that we're streaming and we're not. You're not streaming. Get over yourself. Sorry.
Common sense.
God.
Idiot.
God, such idiot. But anyway.
You know he's a model?
I know.
I cannot see him in a pair of underwear standing there.
Calvin Klein's.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Vote for Pedro.
Pedro's face on the backside of him.
Pedro is no Democrat.
Stay tuned, because pretty soon we're going to start singing again.
Happy.
People love that file that's on myspace.com/theentitledshow. Me singing. It's your birthday and we're going to eat your cake.
Tastes so nummy, I want to stick it in my face.
I kind of hesitated there for a second. I was like, ooh.
No.
Everyone loves how during the song you just go randomly, you just go, pew. 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 Yeah. Did I mention that we're number one?
I don't know.
We're the number one show in all the world?
I don't think I caught that. We're going to do that again.
It was. I mean, we sat around a table and we said, okay, what number are we? And everyone voted for number one. So we're number one because we say so.
It's a voting process.
Yeah, it's a voting process that took a lot of time. And, you know, it was really stupid. And
it was unanimous.
Yeah, it was unanimous. It was unanimous among the three of us.
No recount like Florida.
Yeah,
I mean, no need for it.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't have to go to Bainbridge High School and pass out the reports. You know, yeah.
Too much work, man.
Yeah, mail them out like they're supposed to be mailed out. And if you still come back number one, then I'll give you some credit. But until then, no. Stick there with your little non-streaming video and leave us alone.
And the guy with a helicopter flying around and y'all.
I lost my kitty cat.
I think he's in this tree.
I think I see him scurrying across the road.
right here in front of Shotwell Street.
Look.
Ran across Shotwell Street.
Look, there's a car. it looked tiny from up here. Cool Clancy.
Have you heard that ad? They totally make fun of Verizon and Nextel.
Yeah.
Hawaiian or Nextel.
Nextel.
That would actually have been good.
Yeah.
That would have been good, but
anyway, yeah.
Nextel sucks. It really, really sucks.
No, they don't. They're okay. I don't personally use them, but I know they got great service. I just put your shirt down. But
I don't know where that came from.
I don't want to know. But anyway, you remember a while back when they had all the sting operations where they're waiting up on the bridge for people to drive underneath the bridge and speed?
Yeah.
A car was pulled over into the median, broken down, and a police cars came up behind and turned on the lights to let people know that there's something going on here. They go over the air and say, "I think that's another sting operation." Why during a sting operation would they have the hood up on the car?
Smoke bowling out.
And everyone's got their head leaned over the side of the car looking for something.
And a wrecker truck.
Yeah. Rafel's truck coming up behind them, getting ready to pick up the car. I think it's another sting operation.
Undercover agents in the wrecker
truck. The only way
it could
be a sting operation if they fired the taser and accidentally hit the engine block. I don't think that's going to happen. If anything, it's going to be like a supercharger. Go, pew!
Turbo!
And if anyone just saw the little movement that I just made, you'd be laughing your head off. Pew!
It's like that dance Napoleon does.
If we had a video camera, we'd show you right now.
Yeah,
but
that's cool.
But all of our assistants have gone home for the weekend.
Lazy chokers. We're working late.
A drunk runs over himself.
Let me sit down for this.
Dramatic pause.
Let me sit down for
dramatic
this.
Dramatic pause. What?
Let me sit down.
A drunk driver who drove at a gang of bikers while waving a pool cue ran himself over after getting out of his car.
Hang on.
Okay, now let me sit down for this while you talk.
Hang on. A guy was in his car chasing a gang, not just one, a gang of bikers with a pool cue. A gang of bikers. Like, these guys couldn't have just stopped, took the pool cue away from and beat the drunk snot out of him. We're going to beat that liquor out of you, boy.
Oh wow.
Now, how did he run himself over?
Let me get...
Does it explain?
It explains.
I want to know. He gets out, walks in front of the car. He's like, "They're trying to run me over."
The 50-year-old was driving along Highway 4 near Concord, California, when he saw the bikers, many of whom were wearing leather and skull caps. California Highway Patrol Officer Scott Yox says the men waved a pool cue at the bikers and swerved his car towards them. The biker split into two groups to get away from the irate driver, aimed his car at two bikers who had pulled off the highway. He got out of his car with the pool cue. Before he could do anything, he was knocked down by his own car, which had been left in reverse.
He's like, "Ghost driver! Oh, God!"
Here we go.
There you go. That would be sucky. For somebody just in reverse. So he got out of his car, walked all the way to the back side of the car, didn't notice it was moving, and then got hit.
mullet.
And then got hit.
Some of the bikers grabbed him and pulled him out of danger. Authorities said they had...
I left him! I'm like, ha. Who's bad now, man?
Authorities said they had no idea why Brooks reacted the way he did to the bikers, who kept him calm and didn't retaliate. The man suffered cuts and scratches and was taken to the hospital. He can face charges of assault with a deadly weapon and drunk driving.
He assaulted himself.
Assault with a deadly weapon on himself. Attempted suicide.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's kind of sad.
That is sad. I'd hate to be in his position.
Drunk driving, attempted homicide, assault with a deadly weapon.
The car starts lightly pushing on him, and he's drunk. He's like, hold on, man. Stay back.
I got this, man.
I got this. Don't hold me back.
The next thing, boop, man, what are you doing?
Man, if you don't stop pushing me.
Turner starts hitting the car.
He knocks out his own windshield. Stop trying to push me over.
I got business to take care of.
Don't mess with me. I got a pool cue.
Two balls, corner pocket.
Wow.
All right there, man?
I think so. Wow. That was great. That was really good.
Let's go get ran over, dude.
Yeah, let's go get ran over.
By my truck.
Yeah, let's go. This is the entire show. We'll be right back.
Can't outrun it. Oh,
Are you planning a party, reunion, or reception? Or do you need some musical entertainment for a fundraiser? Big S Productions of Bainbridge is the perfect source for all your musical needs. Big S Productions features the most modern equipment available in the live music industry today, and with our computerized music library, we can offer an extremely wide variety of music styles to fit your needs. Our experienced DJs can make your next get-together one you will never forget, and our very competitive rates make Big S Productions the wise choice for your party needs. Call Big S Productions today, and let's get the party started. 229-220-7153 or 229-220-7153. Rocking out today, boy. If I can actually hear it in my headset. Where'd it go? Where'd it go?
Slightly.
Damn.
There we go.
Let's just get rid of the music.
That'll work.
There we go, the music's
kind of aggravating.
Yeah, man, we gotta get that fixed. I can't hear. No need wearing them. I can't hear a thing. But anyway, welcome back to the Untitled Show.
We're back.
The number one show in the world. No, not the world. The Milky Way.
Even Pluto.
Yeah. Number one among all Martians. The Untitled Show.
Even the Plutonians.
The Entitled Show dot net, myspace.com/
Hey,
the
I like
entitled
that word.
Show.
I came up with something big. Plutonians. Like that.
I'm sure someone else has come up with it before you.
No, because I said so.
Oh, yeah, about the whole drunk running himself over. Hillary from Nevada says the doctor reached into the room and said, well, in a few minutes, you're going to feel like you've been hit by a bus.
Okay.
I just felt like I should point out how lame she is.
Amen.
Forums.theentitledshow.net to send us all your comments about stories that we're going to talk about on the air.
I can't know what the stories are.
Because all the stories that we are going to talk about, we post on the forums a day before.
Oh, okay.
So that people could talk about them, so that we could get comments, because this is all pre-recorded. We can't talk to anybody over the phone yet. Because we're not exactly clean. Yet.
Yet. We're working on it.
We're working on our
Mr.
behavior.
Mr. King is supposed to be here pretty soon, but...
I look like a bald-headed guy.
Anyway. There he is. Black or white? I mean, I'm not stereotyping or nothing. I just want to know.
Politicians fear YouTube. You know what YouTube is. We're on YouTube.
Yeah.
Go search The Entitled Show on
No, YouTube. I thought that was a band.
Search The Entitled Show on YouTube, and you can find some videos that we've done. Even though we've only done, like, one.
Two.
One.
Well, one.
Well, I haven't uploaded that skate video yet that we did back in episode 7.
Oh, where I kept killing myself.
Where Jeff kept...
Wouldn't go down the hill.
He kept saying that, oh, I'm a great skater. I'm
It's funny when I ran to the curb.
He ran into the curb and scratched up his elbow, his palm of his hand.
Then Michael's acting like he's going to jump off that huge ledge.
Yeah. But everyone liked that because I scared everybody by teasing him like I did.
Yeah.
Make him believe that he was going to do it, and the skateboard goes flying, and they're like, oh, did he go with it? No, he didn't go with it. He kind of backed out, but... Politicians fear MySpace for finding themselves on a popular YouTube.com website where embarrassing videos are posted has become a major fear for U.S. politicians. While the site features videos of people doing stupid things by accident or on purpose, it also contains...
Sounds like us.
Oh, look, my dad is calling.
Good lover.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, you coming home?
I'm doing the show right now.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, good lover.
While the site features videos of people doing stupid things by accident or on purpose.
As in us. Oh, shit.
It also contains many political bloopers whose... Huh?
Who is that? Come on, man. I know you're not in school no more. Come on. Come on.
Look, I'm not going to say it. Whose existence races through cyberspace as fast as broadcast campaign ads. One of the most recent victims of the site's popularity in U.S. Senator George Allen, Republican of Virginia, who's running for re-election in November. He had a substantial lead in the polls, but was caught on camera using a racially derogatory term for an opponent's... Joe Lieberman, a three-term senator seen in a posting kissing U.S. President George Bush, was also on YouTube. He lost August's Democratic primary to anti-war candidate Ned Lamont. Just because he kissed George Bush, he lost his primary election.
He's a... Never mind.
I mean, everyone's on YouTube now. You can find anything you want on YouTube. Have you seen the guy where...
Even Paris Hilton drunk.
Yes. Running into people's cars and then driving off without calling the cops.
Tinkerbell falling out the car and getting ran over. By its own vehicle.
Are you talking about me? Talk about me.
Please.
That's hot. I do it so well.
Come on, you guys. Let's go parathailing.
Oh, look. Tara Reid is in the studio.
Hey, you guys.
Get out.
Well, was that Paris Hilton? I think I just saw a little chihuahua dog fall out of her car.
Whoa. Or Britney Spears.
Whoa. Whoa. Let me tell you about something that happened.
That's our Federer Fetterline fellers when the car with her.
Let me tell you about something that happened to my imaginary family for the radio. Yeah, my auntie don't like my daddy, so my daddy and my auntie got a divorce.
Isn't that sad? That's really? Like me and my cousin got a divorce the other day, so that she could stay in the school and work.
For those of you who really want some fun, you come by the studio, and me and Donnie will sing a birthday song to you.
Just call me your birthday wishes. It's, what is it, 7:30 and 8 o'clock birthday?
7:30. You got to get them kids before you go to school, man.
Yeah, man, 7:30 birthday club, man.
Yeah. Ugh. That's Is it bad that a radio station has a MySpace account?
Yeah. Yeah.
What? Why do you need one?
You're really going to check that thing.
I mean, we use ours for people to download the show so that people can find us. But why would a radio station need one?
I don't know.
Someone even asked me if WNGR is going to get one. I think not.
Because 90-year-olds don't use computer.
I mean, exactly. Yeah, but for those of you that are in the Bainbridge area and have WNGR but don't know that we're on there, Friday nights at 11 p.m., if I can't get Donnie here instead of me hosting the show by myself, it will be a best-of show brought to you by Big S Productions.
Our main sponsor.
Yeah, our only non-existing sponsor.
We here.
Never do a Slim Jim. Brother.
I like that. He's like, wait 10 minutes and say, brother.
Brother. Brother, 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 brother. I like how they lied about the wrestler Kurt Angle being injured. They said that Kurt Angle, wrestler, for those of you that don't know wrestling, just ignore me for a second here. I know we got like 3 minutes left, but just ignore me. Kurt Angle decided to leave the WWE because he claimed that he had gone through a series of injuries. He needed time to rehabilitate himself. He was going to go away for a couple of years and then come back to WWE. Well, last night, watching TNA Wrestling, what is the first thing they show? A promo for Kurt Angle coming soon to TNA.
Wow. Stone Cold got shot.
Really? Who cares?
Did he get shot?
Who cares?
I do.
That's you. I'm joking. For all Kurt Wrestling fans, I grew up a Stone Cold fan. You know, he was a great guy, great wrestler. I even met him before. Great guy. Well, now, when he was married to Deborah, woo!
Lucky jerk.
He was a butthole.
Did he really get shot?
I don't know.
I already did.
I don't know.
My personal favorite always has been Hulk Hogan.
Who doesn't know when to quit.
Yep. Him and Ric Flair.
And the only reason why his daughter's album is successful is because of VH1. There was some artists, VH1 has a You Gotta Know Artist of the Month, where they basically just promote that artist all month long to try to get people to listen to her. There was one artist, I can't remember who it was, that just shows you how great she was. They promoted her like crazy. And then when her CD came out, there were like those little cardboard stands full of CDs saying this is a VH1, You Gotta Know Artist. They were all over the place. No one was buying it.
I wonder why. VH1.
The song was never on any of the countdowns. It wasn't even on VH1's countdown. And they were promoting her.
She's awesome, but not on
I wonder how much the record label paid to be the You Gotta Know Artist.
Yeah, that's it.
It was like, you must make her a great star, or my home country will have to execute her. Or recognate her.
There you go.
Anyway, we're going to wrap up the show with this story. Domino's Brownie Bake, a North Carolina couple, has been charged with breaking and entering and larceny after the duo broke into Domino's Pizza and used the ovens to bake brownies. The couple were arrested September 7th after a police officer spotted the couple's car parked outside a closed strip mall in the early hours of the morning.
Strip mall?
Police also charged one of the persons involved with a count of misdemeanor possession of drug paraphernalia after a marijuana pipe allegedly was found in her possession. Sergeant Mike Kane.
So they were happy brownies.
Of the Stallings Police Department said he found the ovens on a batch of Domino's Brownie Squares freshly baked when he entered the restaurant. Kane told TheSmokingGun.com that Wilkins admitted to baking the brownies, saying, "I was just making food. I was hungry."
Gee, I wonder why he was so hungry.
Good question.
I don't know. We'll have to get back to you
on that
one.
We'll ponder about that one.
We'll have to get back to you on that one. Well, I mean, sorry. We'll just have to get back to you on that one. Well, it's that time for us to say goodbye.
We love you guys.
I don't want to say goodbye. Do you want to say goodbye? I don't want to say goodbye.
Not really.
But we have to. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. If you missed any of the show, the entitled show.net, myspace.com/theentitledshow. Thank you. See you next week. Have a good weekend, everybody.